This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensive across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but some of the country's densely populated main cities, but none rather. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of the U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. And while the Biden administration has vowed to continue financial assistance and logistical support for Afghan forces after August, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Wednesday the focus of U.S. military efforts there will be countering terrorist threats, not the Taliban. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain. The rains washed out streets throughout the provincial capital, Zhengzhou, forcing stranded motorists to wade through waist-deep water. Floods also washed out the city's subway system. Authorities have evacuated 100,000 residents to safe zones. Weather forecasters are predicting 3 more days of rain for the region. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is